622.
Well, obviously, it won't be the most beautiful weekend, at least to start. But if you are creative, you might fit in a little backyard grilling. And even if you don't, well, there's always the wine.
Yes, there is. Joining us to talk about it, Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist with the Wine of the Week. Hello, Mr. Greenberg.
Hello, Hillary. Hi, Sean. How you doing?
We're good and very excited to talk about summertime wines for chilling and grilling. What do you like?
Well, I'm looking outside the glass enclosed Nerf Center. I don't see a lot of grilling. Maybe we're going to do a lot more chilling this weekend. Uh-huh. But I have some, you know what? I got wines for every occasion. Let's try the 2010 Jean-Marc Gillet Vouvray Sec. Now, this is from the Loire Valley of France. I've been drinking a lot of Chenin Blanc wines lately because they're so versatile. They go with everything. They go with shellfish. They go with vegetables. They go with Thai food. This is a lovely one. What I really like about it, it's very food friendly, lovely nose, white peaches, nectarines, hints of white flowers, and then in the mouth, these really delicate flavors of tropical fruit, stone fruit, which I love, and then the ripe pear. They're just carried along by crisp, excellent acidity, slightly off dry. So it's going to be a little bit sweet, so it's going to hold up to that spicier fare, which is what I really love about it. But it's got a refreshing finish, again, thanks to that abundant acidity. Only $15. This is a great chilling wine.
Hmm, okay. Now, what about the vegetarians among us who do grilled vegetables? Good wine for that.
Yeah, my wife grows vegetables in our garden. So when we throw them on the grill, we like to open up a bottle of the 2011 Jim Berry The Lodge Hill Riesling. Now, this is from Clare Valley of South Australia. The nose just offers up these aromas of really apple blossoms and white peach, a little bit of apricot. And then you get a lot of crisp acidity in there, which is great, right? Particularly when you're trying to pair it with something refreshing. And it really supports the flavors of mango, honeydew melon, ripe nectarine. And then you get these little pops of lemongrass and kumquat on the back end. Bone dry finish. Really lovely wine, $17.
Ooh, lovely.
It is.
So in the summer, I love to grill salmon. What do you think? Oh,
and a little birdie told me you also love Pinot Noir.
I do.
So salmon and Pinot Noir were made for each other. The 2009 Bethel Heights Pinot Noir from the Willamette Valley of Oregon. Now, this displays aromas of red currant and Asian spices, which I really, really love. And then you get these elegant flavors of strawberry, cherry, and red plum. They're just finesse and charm all the way through to the back end. A little note of cranberry plays out on an earthy finish. And then the soft green tannins add structure and balance. Lovely with cedar plank salmon. That's what I tried this with. $30.
All right. Good old hamburger. You got to have something for that, right?
I do, but not what you would think. I mean, in our house, we love the hamburger. It gets elevated to an art form at our house. Normally, you would think Cabernet.
Right.
This year, Malbec.
Ah.
Absolutely. The 2009 Belasco Suinto Malbec from Mendoza, Argentina. This is a beautifully complex Malbec. It's a little bit different than I think the standard Malbecs, which are very juicy and fruity. This is too, but I really like how rich this is in the mouth. Earthy dark fruit on a fragrant bouquet, generous flavors of blackberry jam, a little dark cassis in there, spicy black cherry, full and forward in the mouth. What I like about this are the sweet tannins that really hold up to the fat in a hamburger. Just, it's beautiful. Subtle notes of toasty oak shine on the luscious finish, and only $27.
Nice, Scott Greenberg. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Scott, syndicated wine columnist.